Hey friends, welcome to the Stripped Down and Straight Up podcast. My name is Nikki Ostman. I am a certified life coach, a two-time breast cancer survivor, and a big girl panty wearer. I love to help women figure their shit out, set some goals, and find their life's purpose. Every week, catch me here pretending that I'm Oprah and chatting about how to live our best lives, despite any of the bullshit that gets in our way. Let's dive in. Hey everyone, welcome back to Strip Down and Straight Up. Listen, today let's get right into it. I did a post on social media yesterday or the day before on people changing. Do we ever change? Do we ever truly change? So I'm 46. So if I go back to when I was younger and the common mindset of the day was people don't change. A good phrase that people used to say all the time was, when people show you their true colors, truly believe who they are. Even my hero, Maya Angelou, had said at one point, when people show you who they are, believe them. And I 100% believe that. But at the same time, I believe to my core that people can change. But I also believe that it takes work. So let's dive into this. So the old mindset of the time is people never change. You're always going to remain the same. If you are from upper middle class, you are always going to be upper middle class. If you're Poe, you're always going to be Poe. If you grew up in a Christian faith, you're always going to remain Christian. All those kinds of things tie in. Everyone always used to live under the umbrella that people don't change. And now, babies, we woke. So it's funny because I remember in my early 20s, after my mom passed away, and I started reading personal development books. And back in the day, you could go to a bookstore and the self-help or the personal development or the, you know, the cuckoo, woo-woo, crazy books were in a very small section in the back of the bookstore. They were over by the religious books and you didn't really ever want to go over there. But after my mom died, I found myself looking for a fucking answer as to what was happening with me. And you got to remember that this is back in, my mom died in 1997. So there was no Instagram, there was no Facebook, there was no, I don't even know if I had an email address at that time. I don't even think I had an email address. There was no support groups, there was none of that shit. There probably was support groups, but come on, I was 23 years old. What support group was I going to go to? So my mom dies, I'm angry. I grew up going to church. I don't know what denomination it was. It was called the Church of Christ, but it wasn't like the Church of Christ of Latter-day Saints. It was just called the Church of Christ. And I think it was just non-denominational or united or, I don't know, is that what it's called? United or Anglican? I'm not sure. Anyways, used to go to church, loved going to church. Thought it was fantastic. Then I went to a Catholic junior high and a Catholic high school, and seriously, that like destroyed any hope that I had for believing in God. You know what I mean? I still believed in God, but I didn't believe in like the stuff that I was taught in high school or junior high. Like Catholicism was so completely different than anything that I had learned in church growing up. So there was no kind of support group or anything like that. But at 23 years old, all I could believe in was that I was mad at God. Why did God take my mom? I wasn't ready for God to take my mom. And I went searching for answers, and I moved to Calgary in 1998. And I think, oh yeah, there was chapters, like there was bookstores, there was big bookstores. So I went to Chapters, and I think it was because I was already working at a Starbucks that was in a Chapters. Regardless, I went looking for a book to try and tell me how I was feeling, or try to explain to me how I was feeling, and I found it. I found a book called Motherless Daughters, and that book changed my life. That book made me realize that I can't be mad. My mom wasn't the healthiest person. My mom never went to the doctor. My mom didn't take care of herself well enough to catch the cancer when it could have been caught. So all of those things made me realize that, you know, my mom's death, I couldn't blame it on anyone, and it was no one to blame. It was just a situation that happened. So that got me on the path of self-help books. And my point here is that I come to this fork so many times in my life where you can make a decision. You can decide that this incident of trauma in your life is going to take you into one or two directions. So I went in the direction of being extremely angry, extremely isolated, extremely, I didn't trust anyone. No one understood how I felt. No one understood how what I was going through, because I lost my mom. I was in that mindset. Reading the book that I found, Motherless Daughters by Hope Edelman, I will never ever forget that book, and I still want to find a copy of it again these days. Or I could have gone the other way. When I read the book, it turned the fork in the road into a more positive experience for me. The one thing I realized after I read that book when I was 23 years old is that I would deal with the grief of losing my mother for the rest of my life. At 23 years old in 1997, 1998, we were still under the mindset that people died, you had your 3 days of bereavement, and you fucking moved on. But guess what? You don't move on. If you've ever experienced loss in your life, you know that that doesn't go away. To this day, I can still cry over my mother's death like it happened yesterday. And that's almost 97, 2007. My mom's been gone for almost half my life. So, oh wow. I just made a realization that my mom passed away on February 19th, 1997. And this year will be half my life. Holy shit. Anyways, there's a fork in the road, guys, and you can go two ways. Which way are you going to allow the trauma to take you? Right? So choose your heart. Everyone always says to me, oh, but you do all this self-help, you read all these books, you do all this meditation, you do all this journeying. Isn't that a bunch of hard work? Really? Waking up in the morning and hating your life? Isn't that hard work? Being exhausted all the time and living in this never-ending state of chaos? Isn't that hard all the time? Choose your fucking hard, you know? Like, yeah. After I went through that experience of when I've lost my mom and I found self-help and all that, I haven't lived on this life of bliss. I've continually found new forks in the road where I need to make a decision. So you need to choose your hard. Yeah, my mom died. I chose one way and then I veered into the other. Then breast cancer, boom. The first time I had breast cancer, I never let it steer me into a state of negativity. The first time I had breast cancer, I was fairly, yeah, let's go. Let's get through this. But again, let's get through this. I was always ready to move on. So I think when we talk about change, you always have that fork in the road. And it's which path you choose. Now, people will say to me, oh yeah, but Nikki, you don't have kids, you don't have a husband, you can do this big miraculous morning routine that you do because you have no one else to be responsible for. Yes, that is 100% true. I am fully aware that I have all this amazing time that other people don't have. But at the same time, that is also my choice. I work at 8 o'clock in the morning. I could sleep until 7 o'clock in the morning, but I choose not to. I choose to wake up and I choose to have my time. So someone that has kids and someone that has a husband and someone that has, you know, a different career than I do, maybe sleep is more important to you because you have a new baby or whatever the case may be. But what is your value for yourself? If you are overwhelmed because you've got the kids and you've got the husband and you've got the job and you're exhausted and you're tired and all that, you are the person that should be wanting to make that change for yourself. Now, again, not a mom, not a wife, blah, 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 but I have heard from other people that making that decision to just wake up 10 minutes earlier for you, what does that feel like for you? Yes, choosing to wake up 10 minutes early, choosing to wake up an hour early. Yeah, sometimes it sucks, but guess what else? Waking up and hating your life, that also fucking sucks. So choose your suck. Like, choose your hard. You know what I mean? And I know there's a lot of women out there that listen to this podcast. I hear you and I hear that it's not easy, but find some sort of structure that you can have in your life so that you can make the change that you want to see in your own life and in the world. Now, it's not easy. And I'm telling you, every time I've hit a trauma, there's a huge bump in the road. And again, I need to make that choice and I need to reset and I need to figure out which way is going to bring my life more value. On the road where you wake up every day, you hate your life, life is miserable, and you just want to fucking go to work so that you can come home, turn on the TV and zone out. Is that the life you choose? Or do you want to wake up 10 minutes early, get in some journaling, choose to have a happy day, choose that regardless of whatever your job is, you're going to go to that job and you are going to give it the best that you can until you leave that job and then you come home and you're free to do whatever the fuck you want. Both of them are conscious decisions, but what are you going to choose? Again, old mindset of people never changing. Like my dad told me when I was 15 years old, when I hated working at Dairy Queen because I was scared of the supervisor, my dad's answer, well, I don't like working at my place either, but I've worked there for 40 years and I guess that's just what we have to do. No, Dad. My dad never worked a job that he was He never did something that he truly enjoyed. My dad, I don't know, because I don't know. Did you have that conversation with your parents? My dad was a farmer. Did he enjoy it? I don't know. My dad owned and ran a gas station. Did he enjoy it? I don't know. My dad worked at a farm implement company as a welder forever when I was growing up. Did he enjoy it? I don't know. For a period of time at the farm place, at the job that he was at, you would get laid off in the season when it wasn't busy. My dad used to babysit the grandchildren. I remember my dad being so happy with the grandchildren. Maybe that's what my dad wanted to do. Maybe my dad just wanted to hang out with his grandchildren all day because that was what brought him joy. But the guy had too many fucking kids and had to go back to work. So my dad never felt like he had a choice. My mom raised kids her whole life. She told me one day that that's what all she ever wanted to do in life. So that's great. My mom was able to do that because she had so many kids. And by the time she was done having kids, there was just more grandchildren to raise. So that's great. But if my mom had a choice, would she have maybe have done something different? I don't know. So, you know, when you're feeling overwhelmed and you're feeling like there's no hope for your life to change, whatever your circumstances is, make one little decision, because choosing that little decision, it may be hard, but getting up every day and hating your life and doing things that you don't love and things that you don't enjoy and things that don't bring you joy, that's also hard, you know? Getting up and fucking evaluating your life every day and getting up and journaling about all the things that you've done in your life and all the things you want to do in your life. The self-reflection that I do is fucking hard. There's a lot of things that I've done in my life where I thought, Nikki, what were you doing? Why did you do that? One of the things that I have a really hard time with is that I think I'm a really shitty friend. So for me, that's a lot of journaling. I want to journal through of, you know, how to be a better friend to people. I have great friends, but I don't know if I'm a good friend in return. So that's something I'm always looking at inward for my own self. Am I a good auntie? I pride myself on being such a good auntie, but am I truly, truly a good auntie? Do you know what I mean? So yeah, waking up and fucking suck, like your life sucks, that fucking sucks. But getting up and journaling and reading and self-exploring and all of that stuff, choose your hard. You know what I'm saying? Old mindset versus new mindset. People never change. People strive to change. Sorry, I'm hiccuping. So, you know, choose your hard. Old mindset versus new mindset. I never hear people say anymore, well, people never change. Now, let me tell you. I am obsessed with docuseries about crime. I am obsessed about docuseries about people that are in jail. I am obsessed with docuseries about people that have murdered other people. So listen, I just watched this docuseries called I Am a Killer, and it's based on people's stories and their background and how they ended up taking somebody else's life and them being in prison. Some of the people who have committed crime, and let me get this straight, I am not advocating for any of this shit. What I'm saying is that some people grow up really fucked up. There are stories of these people growing up in the middle of the backwoods in West Virginia, somewhere in the United States. Their parents abused them like you would never believe. Like horror stories that these people have endured. Yeah, no shit, they turn around and kill someone because they've never felt love. They've never experienced happiness. They've just grown up in this circumstance where they couldn't get out of it. And guess what? When they get to jail is when they actually start fucking thriving at life. That's when they've decided that they are worthy of love. That's when they decide that they, you know, start believing in God, or they start believing in the universe, because they never had any hope until they got to jail. Like, how crazy is that? And I'm not saying that jail is the best place for people, because that's a whole other podcast. But what I'm saying is that once those people realize that even the tiniest little value of life makes them want to change. So, you know, maybe those people, they were chosen, they were given a path. And when it came to the fork in the road, they just thought, oh, well, this is what I've always done. This is how I grew up. This is my circumstances. This is where I'm going to go. But they didn't realize that there was another path to choose. And unfortunately, they didn't realize that that path existed until they got to jail. So all I am saying is that we can change. If somebody who grew up having their body sold, their mind destroyed, their bodies destroyed, enduring the worst kind of abuse, can wake up one day and choose to live a better life, even if it is in prison, then fuck, we got this, guys. We got this. You know, as human beings, we can endure a lot. Our mind can endure a lot. Our bodies can endure a lot. And we can recover from that, and we can find our way. I've experienced a lot of trauma. Sometimes I wonder how I'm not literally in a mental institution. Literally. After my second diagnosis, I wasn't sure if I was going to come through on the other side. But I made it because I wanted it, and I knew that there was something more for me. So is there something more for you? That's my question. Are you worth more? If you're answering yes, then we need to make a decision for you. We need to let go of the old mindset that you can never change, and we need to create a new mindset for you that you are worth it, and that you have a new mindset, and that moving forward, you are going to work, and you are going to work through the suck to find the happiness. That's my little nugget for today. I strive daily to choose happy. Life may not always give you the circumstances that you want, but you have to deal with the circumstances that you have. Right now, all I want to do is be a life coach 100% of the time. I want to speak to women who have experienced trauma. I want to share with women how I've changed I want to share with women how I have changed my mindset. But you know what? I still have a job that I have to go to. And I am going to appreciate that job 100%, because that job is providing me with the ability and the money to pay my bills, to do things that I love, to invest in future courses and invest in me. So I'm not going to hate that job. I'm going to love that job for what it provides for me. And I'm going to go into my work and I'm going to give it my best 100%. And yes, I have bad days, guys. Yes, we all have bad days. There's days where I wake up and can't deal with the world and it's going to be a miserable day. I get it. But I'm just saying, choose happy. Choose happy. Choose new. Old mindset is out. The way that we used to believe that we can't change, that's out. Let's choose now. Let's choose a new mindset. Let's make a choice. That's all I got for you today, guys. I was going to say something else, but I think I'm just going to end it right there. Have a fabulous day and hit me up with any questions or concerns or comments. I love you guys, and I hope that this message was valuable to you. If it was, please like, subscribe, and leave a comment. Bye. Hey, thanks for listening to this week's episode. I hope that you enjoyed it as much as I did. Please contact me for any questions or concerns regarding this week's episode at nostman@gmail.com or you hit me up on Instagram or Facebook, where you'll always find me as Nikki Ostman. One love, my friends. One love.